Jump, Tommy. Jump, Lothar. Tommy. Lothar.
Are you hurt?
Lothar not hurt, Master. Lothar try and find Tommy. Hey, Tommy!
I'm all right, Lothar. I'm trying to get myself untangled from these bushes.
Well, here. Let Lothar help you.
Oh, gosh, Lothar, I can walk.
Here. Master. Master, you look at Tommy.
Hmm?
Make sure him got all bones where it belongs.
How about it, Tommy? You sure you're all right?
Oh, gosh, yes. I landed in the bushes away over there. Incidentally, how did I manage to jump that far?
Oh, you can do amazing things sometimes, Tommy, when your life is at stake.
I'd like to measure that jump.
Lothar afraid Tommy hurt. Him jump so far.
Tommy, I'm not hurt. You can put me down now, Lothar.
Lothar, put Tommy down.
Yes, Master. There, Tommy.
Thank you, Lothar.
That truck didn't stop to see how much damage he'd done. Probably thinks he's killed all three of us. Nice gang we're dealing with.
Hey, look, Mr. Mantrick. There's a house over there. Mm. The lights just went on. See, look, I'm in pretty good shape. Shall I run across and see if they got a car to take us into town?
Good idea, Tommy. And see if they've got a telephone, too. We'll stay here. Might get a chance to summarize.
Yes, sir. Jim and Effie, I bet I jumped 20 feet. Yeah, I bet it was more than 20 feet.
I think Tommy must have jumped at least 30 feet, don't you, Lothar?
Master, no. Lothar tossed Tommy out before Lothar jumped.
Yes, I know you did. And I was afraid that you'd broken the boy's neck.
Lothar afraid, too. Yeah, Lothar never know him own strength.
Now, Lothar, just remember that Tommy took all man, not a sissy baby. Don't try to mother him.
Tommy not got mother.
You got a grandmother.
Not same thing.
Now, all right, but if you want Tommy to like you, treat him with dignity. Here he comes back on the run.
Is that fellow back there an old crab? Didn't even want to open the door.
No luck?
No, sir. No phone, no car. Just a door slammed in my face.
Ah, too bad.
Well, it's not so bad. There's an all-night road stand up a ways, about a mile toward town. You can phone from there, Mr. Mandrake.
Fine. I can phone Nada, at least, and explain why we've been detained.
Yeah, and we can eat, too. Gosh, eat.
Or Tommy lead way. Lothar hungry too, Tommy.
Hello?
Hello, Nada.
Mandrake, is it really you this time?
This time?
I was so upset when I'd heard you'd been in an accident.
Who told you I'd been in an accident?
Why, Mr. Slade.
Who is Mr. Slade?
He said he was from the Army Intelligence Division.
Oh.
Yes, he said he wanted to question me. He was particularly interested in that red book you gave me for safekeeping.
Yes, I'll bet he is.
I wish you'd tell me what's happened.
We were run down by a big van. Car smashed to bits. I think that fellow called High Pitch was driving.
You weren't hurt?
No. No, we all jumped in time to save our skins. But it was a deliberate attempt to kill us all, Nada.
But how did this Mr. Slade hear of your accident so soon?
From High Pitch, of course. Nobody else knows we've been in an accident.
Then Slade can't be an agent of the Army Intelligence.
No, of course not. This gang moves fast, Nada. Did you tell Slade you had that red book?
Well, yes, I'm expecting him any moment now.
That book's vital to them, Nada, or they wouldn't attempt to murder me and impersonate a Secret Service officer to get their hands on it.
How long before you can get here?
Oh, a half hour or more, I should say.
A half hour?
Yes, I'm at a wayside stand outside of town.
Shall I call the police?
No. No, don't do that, Nada. I doubt if we could make any charge stick against Slade. We'd only put him on his guard and learn nothing. Are you alone?
Yes.
I don't like to see you run any more risks, Nada, after what you've been through.
I'm not in the least bit afraid.
They're beginning to show themselves, Nada. So when you see Slade, pretend to be taken in by him and hold him until I get there.
Then you'll follow him.
Exactly. Either High Pitch or Slade will lead us to the man higher up if we don't frighten them off.
He's at the door now, Mandrake.
Don't let that red book out of your hands, Nada. And keep Slade there until I call you from downstairs.
I'll do the best I can. One moment, please, if it's Mr. Slade.
It is. Take your time, please.
Sure. We got all night.
Shut up, High Pitch. Now remember, this Nada is no fool. You're to convince her that I'm on the level.
Yeah, smooth stuff. Why don't you let me knock her off like I've done them other three? Then grab that little red leather book and beat it.
Because we can't afford to leave a trail of murder behind us. This isn't a lonely road, you fool. This is a hotel room.
Okay, it's your show. but I don't like the feel of these handcuffs, even in fun.
Careful now. Act like you're scared.
Sure.
Mr. Slade, I... Oh, you're not alone.
No, but you needn't be afraid of high pitch. I've got him handcuffed to my left hand.
Oh, what are you bringing me up here for? She don't know me.
I'm not so sure of that. I'm sorry to inflict this murderous scoundrel on you, Miss Nada, but I thought you might identify him.
Please, come in.
Thank you. Take off your hat, I bet. You've got another hand.
Yeah.
Slade, Army Intelligence Division. My badge. Want to see any further credentials?
Well, no.
I'll make it short. We've been watching this section for months, looking for a secret submarine base on the coast.
Not really. We had no idea.
Well, the government doesn't advertise, but it's awake. Now, can you identify this man?
Yes. Earlier tonight, he was watching us from a window through at a shack out on...
All right, Boston. All right. She's seen me. So what? I told you she could tell you all about that red book you wanted. But I ain't done nothing. Give me a break.
How did you catch this man, Mr. Slade?
We picked High Pitch up tonight for speeding. Grilled him. Found out he was a hit-and-run driver.
I told you I didn't see the other car until, bang, I hit it. Then I got scared.
I've sent a car out to locate the scene of the accident and find out how badly Mandrake
has been... How did you know Mandrake was in the car?
High pitch, Hernio. That's what made me suspicious it wasn't as much of an accident as he pretended. Now, he may be a murderer. That's why you see him handcuffed to my left hand.
But he isn't. Mandrake just...
Oh, you've, heard from Mandrake?
Yes, he was phoning from out of town when you knocked.
He wasn't hurt?
No. Some miracle, they all jumped in time. Mandrake, Tommy, and Lothar, and this man ran them down.
Oh, that's a relief, Miss Nada. I hope you told Mandrake about my phoning you.
I did, but...
Good. Then he'll understand how vital it is for you to leave with me at once.
Leave with you?
I've ordered a car. Now, it's only a few hours' drive to where I'll take you.
Suppose I just gave you the red book.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't touch it.
I want you to tell your story to the chief and put that book in his hands yourself.
Wouldn't tomorrow do just as well?
Well, it might. And there might be information in that book that would prevent an ammunition plant from being blown up within the next 12 hours.
But, you...
Well, I see that a night's sleep is more important than your duty to your country. I'll call you tomorrow morning.
No, I'll go with you now.
Good. I'll turn my prisoner over to the local police and meet you downstairs in 5 minutes. Come on, High Pitch.
Get this handcuff off my wrist, will you? It gives me goose pimples.
You ought to have them on both wrists for bungling. There you are.
You ain't in the clear yet. If Mandrake shows up...
Does Mandrake know you?
No. The girl's the only one who spotted me at the window out of the shack.
Good.
You stay here long enough to get a line on what Mandrake does. Then get out of town with your truck and meet me in New York.
Okay.
Tired, Tommy?
Oh, not me, Mr. Mandrake.
Tommy, stout fella. Yes, sir. Well, this is certainly a deserted village at this time of night.
There's a hotel ahead where the light is.
Mm-hmm. Car out in front. Somebody else still awake besides us.
I'll race you to the car, Lothar. Last one out's a sissy baby.
Lothar gonna be sissy baby. Him not run.
There's a man and girl coming out of the hotel. I don't know the man, but the girl...
Did you see her face as she passed under that street lamp, Lothar? I swear it was Nada.
Yes, that Nada, master.
The man's helping her into the car.
Tommy, see her? Him running for
come
car.
On, come on. He's trying to hold the man, Lothar.
The man shoved him away and Tommy fought. Oh, Lothar fakes. Look at Tommy, master.
He picked himself up and dove for the rear bumper. And he made it, too.
Oh, we're too late, master. They're both gone.
Yes, both gone. Nada inside and Tommy outside hanging to the car bumper. I hope they're not taking their last ride, Lothar.